This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start with Benny Goodman, 1938 for Victor Records, his clarinet, his band, and a classic, My Honey's Lovin' Arms. Thank you. Benny Goodman started that set, 1938, doing My Honey's Lovin' Arms, his clarinet, and fine work on piano by Jess Stacy for Victor Records. Paul Gonsalves, tenor sax solo, Don't Blame Me by Jimmy McHugh. Junior Mance, a beautiful introduction on piano for him. Emercy Records. And Errol Garner, 1947 in L.A. on Dial Records, solo piano. One he wrote called Slow Gin Fizz. Benny Goodman, Paul Gonsalves, and Errol Garner. Right here, this is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Mud Bay, providing customized nutritional recommendations to help dogs and cats thrive. Healthy pet foods, treats, toys, and supplies are at Mud Bay stores all around the Pacific Northwest, including Issaquah and Mercer Island. Mud Bay, for healthy dogs and cats.
Is this sound keeping you up at night? There are lots of anti-snoring products on the market. Some are small, like a strip on the bridge of your nose. Others are big contraptions.
It's a mouthpiece that's fit for your mouth, and it holds you in a bit of an underbite. And that opens up the physical space in the back of the throat.
Devices to help prevent snoring on the next morning edition.
I was bopped on the head, tall as a treetop, and just to enlighten you, I'm through with shortening bread, cause my baby likes to bebop, and I like to bebop too.
I was down on my heels, so I hopped to the shoe shop to fix up my boots like new. I gotta be on the jump, cause my baby likes to bebop, and I like to bebop too.
Bop-a-la-bee-bop, bop-a-la-bee-boo, the rhythm is off the beaten track, jack. Bop-a-la-bee-bop, bop-a-la-bee-boo, the squares keep trying just to beat it back. I saw old Uncle Ned do a dance and a flip-flop.
He jumped like the Hepcats do.
I flipped my lid when he said, my baby likes to bebop, and I like to bebop too.
The rhythm is off the beaten track, jack. Bop-a-la-bee-bop,
bop-a-la-bee-boo,
the squares keep trying just to beat it back.
I saw old Uncle Ned do a dance and a flip-flop.
He jumped like the Hepcats do.
I flipped my lid when he said, my baby likes to bebop, and I like to bebop too. I like to bebop too.
like to bebop too.
Bebop.
Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Lyricist Johnny Mercer started things out singing a duet with Nat Cole. 1947, in Los Angeles, My Baby Likes to Bebop, written by Walter Bishop. Cole on piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller playing the bass. Dinah Washington, 1951, doing Trouble in Mind, a classic by Richard M. Jones. Wynton Kelly playing piano. Jimmy Cobb getting started on his career, playing drums, and Wardell Gray on tenor saxophone. Charlie Ventura, baritone saxophone, with Roy Crowell on piano, 1948 for National 78 Records, and If I Had You. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
the Shack Art Center in Everett, presenting Red Tail's Silver Wings, an exhibit featuring narrative paintings of the Tuskegee Airmen, America's first African-American fighter squadron. On display through February 25th. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sonny Stitt played his tenor saxophone to start that set, doing an old one, Fine and Dandy, written in 1930 by Kay Swift, and with him Bud Powell on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on the drums for Prestige, 1950. Kansas City 6, 1944 for Commodore Records. 5 o'clock drag with Bill Coleman, trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Lester Young, and one of my favorite solos by him on tenor. Joe Bushkin at the piano. John Simmons bass, Joe Jones out of Kansas City playing the drums. Teddy Wilson's Orchestra, 1935. I Wished on the Moon, written by Ralph Ranger and lyric by New Yorker columnist Dorothy Parker. And Billie Holiday singing for you. Roy Eldridge trumpet, Benny Goodman clarinet, Ben Webster on tenor, and John Truard on guitar, John Kirby on bass. I have a question mark about that. Cozy Cole playing the drums, and then Goodman with his quartet in Hollywood, 1936 for Victor Records and Moonglow. Written by Will Hudson, with Goodman, Teddy Wilson piano, Lionel Hampton vibes, Gene Krupa right there playing the drums. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher, proud to support the art of jazz. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com. Pacific Lutheran University, offering teacher and principal administrator certifications. PLU graduate programs in education offer an accelerated schedule with a focus on experiential learning. More at plu.edu/graduate.
As the new 88.5 KNKX launches into a brand new future, we invite you to jump in and ride shotgun with us as a member of our Leadership Circle, a group of donors who each make an annual gift of $1,500 or more. For $125 a month, you can join them. You can help KNKX dream bigger and serve the community better. You'll find it's money well spent. So hop in, buckle up, and get more information at knkx.org.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you folks on Sunday afternoons. And it's always a pleasure to hear from you with requests and general comments and so on and so forth. Charlie Parker now in an interesting connection in Kansas City, Missouri, someplace in the city where someone had a recorder. Bless them for that. 1942. This is a Harry Warren composition called My Heart Tells Me. And Charlie Parker on his alto and his friend from Kansas City, Effridge Ware, playing guitar. Thank you. Parker and Evers Ware, alto and guitar respectively, started the set. 1942 in Kansas City, My Heart Tells Me. Jimmy Lunsford's big band, 1942 in Swingin' on Sea, written by guitarist, trombonist, arranger Eddie Durham. Willie Smith's alto and Snooky Young's brilliant trumpet. Joe Thomas, tenor saxophone. Columbia Records in Chicago, and Count Basie at the piano, Buck Clayton's trumpet, and Lester Young on tenor, beautiful solo as well, Basie's piano, Harry Sweet's Edison trumpet, Easy Does It, written by Lester Young and Cy Oliver, and arranged by Jimmy Mundy for that band. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is Duke Ellington, 1941. In Hollywood, the vocalist Herb Jeffries.
Thank you. Kind of woman, there's two kind of man, there's two kind of romance since time began. There's a real true love and that good old jive. One tries to kill you, one helps to keep you alive. I don't know what kind of blues I've got. Snake Mary, 'cause I don't know what kind of blues I've got. Thank you.
Duke Ellington's orchestra started the set. I don't know what kind of blues I got. Ellington wrote that. The band played it in Hollywood, 1941, with vocalist Herb Jeffries. Fine work by Barney Bigard, clarinet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Ben Webster, tenor, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone. Flip Phillips, his tenor saxophone, 1945 for Signature Records, and Why Shouldn't I, a beauty by Cole Porter, Billy Bauer guitar, Chubby Jackson on bass, and Shelley Mann playing the drums. Then, 1920 for Brunswick, solo piece by the composer Zez Confrey playing the piano, his composition, Kitten on the Keys. I once I've had lots of cats in my life, and when I first heard that, I put my cat on the keyboard and said, well, do something. And it was a staring contest for about a half hour. Nothing happened. Nothing. Duke Ellington, Flip Phillips, Zez Confrey. You're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. And this program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is Barney Bigard. Thank you.
are models of good behavior. You're taught you have to save your charms from the men. In school, our girls are taught how to use discretion. Each day we have a session from 9 to 10. We're taught the why and wherefore, how and when. When you talk, don't talk, just sigh. Get coy, get shy. That's how to win friends and influence people. When you dance, forget your feet. Get close, be sweet. That's how to win friends and influence people. Babes begin with ya, ya, ya. Big girls win with da, di, da, di, da. But when you love and find your cause, you give no thought to how to win friends and influence people. Ya, ya, ya.
Let me look at my notes right here. Got myself a cup of coffee. Barney Bigard, his clarinet and his band for Signature Records, 1944, with Eddie Haywood on piano and Shelly Mann playing the drums. Two of them, Step Steps Up, Turn the Record Over, Step Steps Down. Larry Clinton's band, 1938, for Victor Records, with his vocalist B. Wayne, W-A-I-N. How to Win Friends and Influence People, written by Richard Rodgers, lyric by Larry Hart. Guitarist Barney Kessel, 1945, with Dodo Amorosa. On piano, Johnny White playing vibes. Herbie Stewart on tenor. One that Kessel wrote called Slick Chick. Slick Chick. So, Barney Big Heart, 1944. Larry Clinton, 1938. Barney Kessel, 1945. Right here. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Gage Academy of Art on Capitol Hill. Registration is now open for winter quarter beginning tomorrow for over 80 daytime, evening, and weekend classes and workshops in drawing, painting, and sculpting. Details and registration at gageacademy.org.
All right. Now that the new KNKX is up and running, we hope you have a car that isn't running, I mean. If you do, you can help us build our operating budget by donating the car to us. We'll take cars, running or not, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, any vehicle you want to get rid of. It's tax deductible and we'll come and get it for free. And when we've got our mitts on it, we'll turn it into the KNKX programs you love. There's more information at knkx.org.
Well, I'm mad about all my clothes. Yes, I'm sitting here wondering. Well, I'm mad about all my clothes. I got so many clothes, but I got so far to go. When you in trouble and you ain't got a lousy dime, and you ain't got a lousy dime, all your pen turned your back on you and you stole it to your mind. And my head goes round and round. Yeah, my mind keeps wandering. And my head goes round and round. Got a nickel and my friends, they can't be found. mama, 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 why do you treat me so? Ah, mama, 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 why do you treat me so? Oh, I know why you treat me so bad. You treat me mean, baby, just because I'm gully low. Now, mama, if you listen, baby, I'll tell you something you don't know. You don't know. If you just listen to me, honey, I'll tell you something you don't know. If you just give me a break and take me back, I won't be gully no more. Gully no more.
Thank you.
The set started with Mickey Cooper. I'm probably better well known in the days that he was doing his work as Old Man Moves. 1949, and his interpretation of the classic Matchbook Blues. Then Louis Armstrong in his Hot 7, 1927 in Chicago. His voice, his trumpet, Wild Man Blues and Gully Low Blues. John Thomas playing the trombone, Johnny Dodds playing the clarinet. Lil Armstrong on piano, Johnny St. Cyr, banjo, or guitar. Pete Briggs playing the tuba, and Warren Baby Dodds, Johnny's younger brother, playing drums. Then Louis Armstrong, 1928 in Chicago, with his trumpet and one called Fireworks, with Fred Robinson on trombone and Jimmy Strong, tenor and clarinet, Earl Hines at the piano, Mansikaro banjo, and Zudie Singleton, Louis' great friend, playing the drums. Okay, put that right there. Look at the clock. Yes, this is the new 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
OB Credit Union, home of the Berenstain Bears Financial Educational Program for children and Cub accounts, whose goal is to help children learn to save, share, spend, and earn. More information at ob.com/bears.
That old guitar and swing, cause swing so grand. Then you add a little dash of trumpet, pull out all your muse. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there isn't any need for blues. Now all we need is one more man to give a demonstration of a thing called jam. What's wrong with the fiddle? I did a little, the car jumped over the moon. Hey, hey, put your horns where they belong. Come on, folks, join in this song. Pat your hands and shout with glee, cause this is the Onyx Spree.
Let me see now. The set started, excuse me, with Raymond Scott Quintet, 1937, doing two compositions he wrote called Minuet in Jazz and Twilight in Turkey. And Raymond Scott on piano. He was diversified. In many respects, he ran the orchestra and what was a program on the radio called the Hit Parade. In those days, music was scored by people calling in or writing in and saying what their favorite composition was. And then the winner was on the radio program and somebody would be singing it or playing it. And he handled the band. Then he had his own band and wonderful arrangements by him. Lou Shuby on string bass, Johnny Williams drums, Dave Wade trumpet, Pete Pimiglio on clarinet, and a wonderful tenor saxophonist named Dave Harris. Then, also a little later in 37, violinist Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys. The Onyx Club was a wonderful jazz spot on 52nd Street in New York City. And he did his version of Twilight in Turkey with his fiddle. An Onyx Club Spree, which he played and sang. Jonah Jones trumpet, Clyde Hart piano, Buster Bailey clarinet, Mac Walker string bass, and the great Cozy Cole right there playing for you on his drums. Let me check the time. You have to do that. I mean, there's a business here, right? I'm in the business of presenting to you the music and the news and all the special features that we do, but we have a family of folks out there that help support here, other than your beautiful support of us, by giving us little things to play, and they say something about their business, and happy to be here in the family. So that's what we have to look at, and that's what I'm looking at right now. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Integrative Family Law. Family law attorneys who help clients reduce conflict and divorce, reach sound financial agreements, and stay focused on their children's best interest. Serving King and Snohomish counties. More at integrativefamilylaw.com.
Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer e-bikes and accessories for those looking to make the shift to an electric bike. Rad Power Bikes Ballard Shop offers information about e-bike technology and test rides. More at radpowerbikes.com.
On January 20th, Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. He'll take the oath, and NPR News will be there, carrying his inaugural address live to the nation and also following the parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm Steve Inskeep. Join Audie Cornish and me for all the festivities. Special coverage of Inauguration Day from NPR News.
Listen to special coverage of the presidential inauguration beginning at 7 a.m. Friday, January 20th on 88.5 KNKX.
I'm going to let Lester Young stretch out a bit now on his tenor sax with, on piano, Nat King Cole, Red Calendar bass. This is a different session from the one I usually play with Nat Cole and Lester Young a little bit earlier, 1942 in Los Angeles, from Philo Records. Lester Young, Nat Cole, and Red Calendar.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful long set, letting them stretch out on their artistic ways. Lester Young, tenor saxophone. Nat King Cole, piano. Red Callender, string bass. Los Angeles, 1941 for Philo Records. Indiana, written by James F. Hanley. I Can't Get Started by Vernon Duke. Tea for Two by Vincent Humans. Body and Soul by Johnny Green, Lester Young, and Nat King Cole, and Red Callender. You're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KBIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. And support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Seattle Cancer Care Alliance Proton Therapy. At SCCA Proton Therapy, doctors treat prostate cancer and many other cancers by precisely targeting tumors, protecting the surrounding healthy tissue from radiation. More information is available at seattleprotons.info.
Is this sound keeping you up at night? There are lots of anti-snoring products on the market. Some are small, like a strip on the bridge of your nose. Others are big contraptions.
It's a mouthpiece that's fit for your mouth, and it holds you in a bit of an underbite, and that opens up the physical space in the back of the throat.
Devices to help prevent snoring on the next Morning Edition.
Now to Charlie Parker in Carnegie Hall, 1947, with Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, John Lewis piano, Al McKibben, on bass, and Roy, Joe Harris. Just getting older, that's all it is, folks, don't worry about it. A Night in Tunisia in two parts. It's interesting, this came out on Black Deuce Records, and it's black market stuff, illegal and all that. There may have been somebody there at Carnegie Hall recording, or it was a broadcast and they recorded it at home. Or the very famous Dean Benedetti might have been hiding in a closet somewhere with his wire recorder. I don't know. But we have them. Problem is that whoever was recording them didn't like all the other stuff, so they just recorded the parts with Charlie Parker soloing and Dizzy Gillespie. Here at Carnegie Hall, 1947, A Night in Tunisia, Part 1 and 2. Thank you. There you have it, pirated stuff. And we have quite a few of those over the history. Carnegie Hall, 1947, Charlie Barker, alto, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, John Lewis on piano, Albert Gibbon on bass, and Joe Harris on drums. Night in Tunisia, Part 1 and 2. And as I said, whoever recorded it just wanted to hear Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Barker. Poor John Lewis playing that. A little bit on the coming back in. He got about 4 measures of his solo. And I had a nice long conversation with him a couple of times. I didn't bring it up, I don't think. Or maybe he didn't know about the Black Deuce. I'm sure that he would have enjoyed it anyway. Detroit, 1947, still with Charlie Barker, this time Miles Davis on trumpet, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, Max Roach, and two blues. This is a request because I played these a couple of weeks ago. Two blues by Charlie Barker, Another Hairdo and Bluebird. Thank you.
So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. You begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin.
Charlie Parker Quintet started that set from Detroit, 1947, Savoy Records. His alto, Miles Davis trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter bass, Max Roach drums, two blues, another hairdo, and Bluebird. Another hairdo and Bluebird. They're blues in form. Ella Fitzgerald, 1956, arrangement by, arrangement by Buddy Bregman for her Verve Records. I've Got You Under My Skin, Cole Porter, 1936, hit for Born to Dance. That gets on late night movies once in a while. It's worthwhile seeing. Okay, great dancing of that time and the music, of course. Let me look at the clock again. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Seattle-based Uncruise Adventures, offering Alaska small ship adventure cruises from April to September. 7 to 21-night active explorations, including whale watching, kayaking, paddle boarding, hiking, snorkeling, glaciers, wilderness, and cultural encounters. More at uncruise.com.
More requests that I'm getting to. I did this kind of thing a month ago, maybe less. I'm not sure. I don't keep track of it that way. But to compare saxophone ensembles from one time to another. Joe Thomas's Saxotet, 1920, one written by Ethel Brockman called Bohemia. Then a jump. Black Saint, recording of the World Saxophone Quartet at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in 1985, and their composition, Open Air, written by Julius Hemphill. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
two saxophone ensembles, Joe Thomas's Saxotet, 1920, doing Bohemia for OK Records, and World Saxophone Quartet for Black Saint Records at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in 1985, doing Open Air by Julius Hemphill. And the World Saxophone Quartet, Hamiet Bluiett, Hemphill, Oliver Lake, and David Murray. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Sutter Home and Hearth, committed to the idea that a fireplace can provide more than just heat, and offering energy-efficient and decorative fireplaces installed and serviced by licensed and certified professionals. Information available at their Seattle showroom or online at sutterhearth.com. The Executive MBA program at the University of Washington Foster School of Business, an MBA for busy mid-career professionals, with online information sessions January 19th or February 2nd. Registration at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
As the new 88.5 KNKX launches into a brand new future, we invite you to jump in and ride shotgun with us as a member of our Leadership Circle, a group of donors who each make an annual gift of $1,500 or more. For $125 a month, you can join them. You can help KNKX dream bigger and serve the community better. You'll find it's money well spent. So hop in, buckle up, and get more information at knkx.org.
Now the Jazz Crusaders from Los Angeles, 1963, in Pacific Jazz Records. Reading on trombone, Wayne Henderson, tenor, Wilton Felder, Joe Sample at the piano, sometimes the harpsichord, Bobby Haynes playing string bass, and Stick Hooper playing the drums. Thank you.
now blues time, folks. Ha! Huh. Elmer Middleton there.
You baby, mama's back in town. So stop all your jiving, baby, and all your running around. Yes, I'm back home, baby. Mama's home to stay. Ooh, I'm back home, baby. Mama's home to stay. Ain't gonna let all those women steal your loving away.
Jazz Crusaders started that set, 1963 in Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz Records. Deacon Brown by Wilton Felder. Turkish Black, also by Felder. And Brahms Lullaby by Johannes Brahms. Wayne Henderson trombone, Wilton Felder tenor. Joe Sample piano. Bobby Haynes on string bass and Styx Hooper playing the drums. Pacific Jazz Records, 1963. Then Louis Armstrong at the Crescendo in Los Angeles, 1955. And his voice and his trumpet and Velma Middleton singing with him. Big Mama's Back in Town, Trumpet Young, Trombone, Bunny Bigard, Clarinet, Billy Kyle, Piano. Orville Shaw on bass, Barrett Deems on the drums for Decca Records. You're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley. Another great afternoon of jazz, and I heard a little blues in there, too. And speaking of which, all blues is on the way next. I'm going to take a quick look at our Puget Sound area weather forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 32. And there's a chance of rain tomorrow, Martin Luther King Day, and a cloudy Monday, high near 43. Rain on Tuesday, rain on Wednesday. It's going to feel warm with highs in the low 50s. Right now it's 35 degrees in Seattle, partly cloudy skies. Clear in Olympia, 32 degrees. And same report in Bellingham, clear in 32. Well, good evening. It's Sunday night, 6 o'clock. I am John Kessler. Glad to be with you for the next 6 hours. It's going to be fun. I've got some new stuff. John Mayall has a new CD out. Delbert McClinton has a new record out. Got some new stuff from some lesser-known people. And we're also going to be celebrating Martin Luther King Day a day early with a lot of music related to the civil rights movement of the 60s. People like the Staple Singers and Curtis Mayfield and Marvin Gaye on tonight's show, which starts right now. Welcome to All Blues with T-Bone Walker on 88.5 KNKX.
Hey, pretty baby, come on, let's go. Tell your other boyfriend that you don't want him anymore. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. Just as fine as any gal can be. I would do almost anything that you want me to do. Yes, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be. I heard about you, baby, a long time ago. And if you will be mine, babe, I'll take you any place I'll go. Say, pretty baby, sure look fine to me. And you're just as fine as any gal can be.
All aboard! Take
Remember.